look, no offense to the Boston Celtics. They won an NBA title last year. They are not the Chicago Bulls.
Mm.
They're not.
No.
So, yes, I think every Knicks fan agrees that a move like this and every move you make is targeting, knocking off Boston. They are clearly the team to beat, and they deserve our respect. But I am not going to put the respect of comparing them to Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah,
are the Boston Celtics the team to beat? Yes. Have the Knicks narrowed the gap? Yes, they have.
Right. The Celtics got one. You give them credit. And it's really not one. It's their 18th one. They've done a good job with this team, and they finally won a championship that felt elusive. But they don't feel completely unbeatable. In fact, Sean mentioned this, or maybe it was Loogie mentioned this earlier, that because of the circumstances, the injuries in the East this year were unreal. Right? They played a lot of these teams without their best foot forward.
And
the Knicks, obviously, if they would have gotten there, I mean, they would have had zero chance against the Celtics the way that they were injured and beat up. But it's a healthy Knicks team, especially now with Mikal Bridges, and hopefully they keep OG and Neihardt. Why would you not believe that they have a shot?
But it's they have a shot.
The
Knicks have
do.
Narrowed the gap. I think we could all agree on that.
Yes.
Here's what's not fair. Because I'm going to give you a fact, and then I'm going to give you another fact. And both things feel like contradictions, but they're not. The Boston Celtics had the easiest route to an NBA championship in my lifetime.
Hmm.
Okay? And I'll debate that with any Celtic fan, and it's very fair to end the argument by saying, okay, Evan, who cares? Because you're right. It doesn't matter.
Of course it doesn't.
So the Boston Celtics had the easiest route to a championship of all time.
They'll get their ring, but who cares?
With that said, they also beat the crap out of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And they deserve credit for that.
Right.
So everything that was put in their way, whether it was the Dallas Mavericks, whether it was the Indiana Pacers, and granted, Indiana was banged up. Granted, this team wasn't that good, or that team
wasn't that good,
or Donovan Mitchell's. They still did it. So it's not fair to diminish what they did, because all they did was accomplish what was in front of them. They conquered it, and they were never even tested. But the second breath is, hey, that was the easiest route to a championship. Okay, both are true. But I also don't think a Knicks fan can use that to say, see,
no,
you're not real.
No, the Knicks
they beat who was in front of them. Right, what are they supposed to do?
I don't think the Knicks fan should be saying that. The Knicks fan has their own thing to worry about. They have their own health issues that plagued them last year to worry about. And hopefully it's not an issue again in 2025, but still, it's one of those things that it doesn't matter.
Right.
Right. The Celtics' path is not important to the Knicks' path.
Doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. It will be an issue when they meet.
Hypotheticals also mean nothing. If the Knicks were healthy, what happens? Who cares?
Yeah.
Trust me.
Doesn't matter.
I can live in hypotheticals too, and it would just drive me nuts. Like, it doesn't do any good. Go beat them next year. And where I will agree with every Knicks fan who's giddy right now is you are closer to that goal today than you were yesterday. You added Mikal Bridges, a fine role player. We all know he's gutless and not a leader, but he's a fine role player, and he'll be bullied by Josh Hart. His daddy will bully him on the court all the time. It'll be great. It'll work out well. Josh will tell him, go to the bathroom. Mikal will say, okay, Josh.
You're being unfair.
Josh will say, okay, now don't go to the bathroom. Mikal will say, okay.
Even Sean's not co-signing that.
Josh will say, set up in the corner, hit a corner three. Hey, Mikal, this time, don't do your stupid dance with your fingers.
Hey,
Mikal will say, yes, sir.
Hold up that championship ring and put it in front of the net fan.